Cuomo told a receptive audience of mayors from around the state gathered at their annual conference that New York's current pension system is unsustainable and must be changed.
If we do not do this, we could literally bankrupt the state of New York, and we could bankrupt towns and villages and cities all across the state. Or we will force tax increases that will just drive people from this state in droves.
The governor, in his budget proposal, wants a new benefit tier that offers the choice of a reduced public pension or a 401k-style plan, but he says he's open to discussions.
I'm not saying that this is my plan, you know, it's my way or the highway.
The governor, who's become known for his hardline stance on numerous issues, says in this case he's flexible.
I was born flexible. I've gotten more flexible as governor. You're veritable Gumby, you need to be a governor.
Cuomo says the legislature, though, has to offer an alternative plan that saves as much money as his own proposal, which he estimates will save $113 billion in future decades. The governor received enthusiastic support from the mayors. Executive director of the Conference of Mayors, Peter Baines, praised Cuomo for presenting what he says is true pension reform.
Governor, take a look around this room. NICOM stands shoulder to shoulder with you on your Tier 6 plan.
Cuomo, in his speech, emphasized that the new reduced benefits would only apply to newly hired workers. He derided arguments from state employee unions who say they need to protect their members.
Well, in theory, I want to protect someone who may one day get a job and may one day join my union, and I want to make sure that they get the same benefits that everyone has today. I mean, it is absurd.
The state's two largest public worker unions, the Civil Service Employees Association and the Public Employees Federation, say even without the 401k option, Cuomo's proposed Tier 6 benefit plan is too meager and unacceptable. The CSEA's Stephen Medeiros, in a statement, says the plan still offers a 40% reduction in benefits with or without the 401k option. He equated the fight to class warfare, saying it's about corporate CEOs and their agenda versus future nurses, school bus drivers, and highway workers, who he says are being asked to give up any hope of financial security in the future. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.